coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
Welcome to Hagman. It is the Hagman Report for today, March 24th, 2022. It might as well be March 24th, 1999. You know, the reason I say that is 23 years ago today, Bill Clinton, Bubba, got on television in a national address to advise the American people that NATO bombing of Yugoslavia began. How many people remember that? Show of hands out there in the studio audience. NATO, for the next really 80-some days, I'll just say 90 days, dropped tens upon tens upon tens of thousands of bombs. Yugoslavia, by the end of the war, there were 1,500 plus, anywhere between 1,500 to 2,500 combatants killed. 8,700 plus civilians killed or missing. Nearly a million displaced expatriated from Kosovo. The NATO bombing killed another 1,000 members of the Yugoslav security forces. You know, so look, folks, what NATO is doing right now at the direction of Joseph Robinette Biden Jr., okay, and the European countries is nothing new. And I find it very interesting that for the last 15 years, Putin has, look, I'm not apologizing for Putin, but he's warned NATO and, of course, the United States, look, don't be putting weapons on our borders. All right. This is what this is all about. Now, fast forward from 1999. And of course that goes back to 95. And you can go back to World War II. You can go back further, a lot further, but you got to know history, folks. You have to know history. Fast forward to today. I'm going to make a statement right now that may be controversial. And if it is, so be it. But I believe right now that the handlers that put Biden and Harris in office, they're gonna toss them out. Before, perhaps, and look, plans change, right? Objectives don't, but plans change. I believe that they're going to toss both Biden and Harris out sometime before the midterms. And there's a couple of ways I can do this. Now, there was an article. In fact, I can show this. If you don't mind, going out of order, article from the, I should bring my own show prep up here, shouldn't I? The Tennessee Star. Thank you very much. And this article was written by, Roger Kimball. And this article appeared, when was this? March 21st. There it is right there. Roger Kimball. Commentary. Biden's handlers are preparing to eject him and Kamala. This kind of is an extension of what I said yesterday. You've got to know who you can trust. And the people who take money, for example, from places like Health and Human Services for what? For to promote the mutagenic jabs. Even the conservatives, the blue check mark people on Twitter that seemingly never get banned. But yet they'll talk about all sorts of things, but they stay away from the topic of the jabs, right? Because they're on the take. And many within the alternative media are on the take as well. But I digress. Look, the party of Davos, the World Economic Forum, the Bilderbergers, the Council on Foreign Relations, the people, the think tanks that handle, that make policy, they're about to push the nuke button, perhaps literally. There comes a point in time when a criminal, in, I think back in my almost 40-year career of investigations, you know, one of the saddest things to see is a criminal who thinks he or she is like really smart, right? When in fact they're absolute morons. And we see that in drunks. We see that in drug addicts. They think, I can. We see that in overconfident teenagers, if you've ever raised a teenager. They act like morons sometimes. And yet they think, I can fake this, whatever this might be, right? But getting back to the criminal behavior that's taking place right now, and this is a globalist criminal behavior. Folks, I'm telling you right now, the world is about to change. I said yesterday, and I mean this, I would be surprised if we're broadcasting or we're getting information out in this kind of format in 6 months. That's not to say we won't be doing it. It's just maybe not in this kind of format. You might have to look a lot harder for us. Kind of like Alex Jones, for example, how he was deplatformed everywhere. But when you look at the globalists right now, they are absolutely scared. They're scared of us. I want to go back over this too, because this all kind of ties together. The chaos that is about to be unleashed on this planet, starting in Europe, maybe under the pretext of a war, perhaps, with the added benefit of nukes, maybe, at least tactically, as it would apply to the globalist objective. It's unlike anything we've ever seen before. And you know that the people in power, the party of Davos, the WEF, the CFR, all the people, and all the organizations that, they don't exist, right? And the people behind the fact checkers, right? They wanted this change incrementally as opposed to, you know, all at once. But you know what? We woke up, or at least we began to speak up. That's perhaps more appropriate. You saw the massive protests all over the world against the mask mandates, against these morons out there saying stand 6 feet apart, wear a mask, wear two masks, wear five masks, rub your belly, rub your head and jump on one foot, whatever. And people would do it. Look, most people now, at least if you're tuned into this show, understand what Schwab and WEF and Soros and as Open Society, the groups I mentioned, Bill Gates, the Clintons, Bushes, Bidens, the creatures from Hollywood. Most people understand what they've been doing for the last three decades, as I mentioned yesterday, but they're scared. These people, these Klaus Schwab Muppets, I had another word in mind, but I dare not say that. They're afraid now. They're afraid because people are waking up. So now they've got to turn up the heat. They've got to advance their agenda. They've got to do it right now. They got to take over things right now. Gosh, for a second there, it sounded like that. Who's that guy on Give Me a Break, the old black guy? He's old now on those commercials. Right now. Never mind. Eric's going, what are you talking about? Never mind.
It's my money and I want it now.
That guy, Jimmy, isn't it? I can't remember his name. But anyway, now.
Look, J.G. Wentworth.
No, but this is about, I don't know, Social Security or something like that. You know, it appeals to us boomers, right? Or we're supposed to. Again, they think all boomers are morons, but all right. Anyway. if you look at the, in all of, look, I'm getting to the point. So hush up, you. If you look at how things are playing out, you drive through D.C., what do you see? Ukrainian flags everywhere. Los Angeles, New York, all the big cities, Ukrainian flags. Look at Twitter. Look at, oh, I don't know, the sewage pit that's Democratic underground, in my opinion. Everyone's sporting a Ukrainian flag. They couldn't even find Ukraine on a friggin' map. But they got a Ukrainian flag. The Ukrainian flag is the new mask of the day. This is all programming. You got to hate Russia. You must hate Russia, and you must elevate Ukraine. Ukraine, of course, is the playground of the oligarchs, the globalists, as shown by the Pandora Papers and other documents and Hunter Biden's hard drive. But here's the thing. Biden and Harris have to go. Remember Nixon and Agnew? How many people among us remember that? Too young? Eric the Tech, do you remember Nixon and Agnew? You weren't even a twinkle. You know. You don't remember, do you?
I was born in 85.
I know. Gosh, you're young, man. Wow. Remember Nixon and Agnew? They got rid of Agnew really, really, really quickly. Why? Because he was a doofus. Agnew was like Gerald. Well, Agnew was like a Gerald Ford physically, the physical Gerald Ford mentally. Okay. The guy was just out there. But he was easy pickings. So back to the Tennessee paper, Tennessee Star. Back to the commentary. Roger Kimball lays this out pretty well. And one of the comments I like really a lot that he wrote, or one of the lines that he wrote, let me find it here. He references Agnew and Nixon. But I laughed at this. Here it is right here. They've got to get rid of Kamala Harris first, and then Biden. He says this, Kamala Harris is more of a problem in terms of corruption and, you know, unlike Agnew, Kamala Harris is more of a problem. And I love this paragraph. But this is about Kamala Harris now. She is at least as appallingly incompetent as her boss and no less challenged rhetorically as her alarming performance in Poland and Romania a week or two back demonstrated. But Harris will not be easy to shift as was Agnew. And I love this next line. You ready for this? I have heard nothing about actual bribery and acting as the warm bun for Willie Brown's bratwurst may be in dubious taste, but it's not actionable. But trust me on this. You know what? Don't trust me on this. Trust me on nothing that I say. Just, you can do your own research. All I'm saying is they want to get rid of Biden and Harris. To what end? Those people who believe and are still spouting that elections are going to be, you know, the midterms are going to be important in 2024, the election of 2024, the Democrats are going to, the left will lose, right? If you still believe in elections, the integrity of elections, which, hey, they're flawless. Don't worry about it. Harris and Biden are liabilities, so they got to get rid of them. Biden through corruption, and I'm going to show you how, and Harris through, I don't know, but they will. Because obviously what is going to be happening here is they have to have a different structure, a different face of that globalist push in order to sell the sizzle of the globalist agenda. Because Biden ain't doing it and Harris ain't doing it. Which brings me to this clip number. I'll get it. Hang on. Oh, about okay, let me go back to Ukraine. Let me go back to Russia being bad. Let me go back to, of course, Kosovo back in 99 and then NATO's actions subsequent to that. I do want to get touch on this before I go further, kind of back up a little bit and then advance. Remember in 2000, let me just make sure I've got this right, 2009, it was March 6th in Geneva of 2009. This is image number one. How many people remember this? And go ahead and look on your screen momentarily. March 6th, 2009. Do you know, folks, do you remember that? You know what that button is? That's the reset button. Remember that? The reset. Isn't that an interesting phrase or word to use? Now, it's even more interesting when you go back to that time period, March 6th. This is when Hillary Clinton was Secretary of State. The word that was, the Russian word that was used for reset was wrong. Totally wrong. It translated into overcharged. Now, is that a big thing? Well, no, not really. I mean, it just made the United States and Hillary Clinton and Obama and Biden, who is the point man on all of this, look like the morons that they are. Remember, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton presented Russian Foreign Minister, who you see there, Sergey Lavrov, who is still in the picture today, with this red reset button to symbolize improved ties. But the grift drew smiles as the word reset was actually, again, mistranslated into the Russian for overcharge. Now, I'm going to quote you here, some dialogue, and you can keep that picture up. I'd like to present you with this little gift that represents what President Obama and Vice President Biden and I have been saying, and that is this. We want to reset our relationship, so we'll do it together. And that's when she gave that button. So Clinton joked to Lavrov, "We worked hard to get the Russian, the right Russian word. Do you think we got it?" she asked. And to the, and to American, to the left's horror, right? To make Joy Reid apoplectic. Never happened, right? He said, no, you got it wrong. He told Clinton the word peregrutska meant overcharge, to which Clinton replied, "Well, we won't let you do that to us." How friggin' embarrassing. Maybe that's the great reset they're talking about. Now, why is this important? Because everything you're seeing taking place today was set back in motion, really, with NATO back in the 90s, culminating NATO's more aggressiveness in 1999 under Bill Clinton. Remember, Bill Clinton was sitting in the Oval Office with Monica, blue dress Monica, under the Resolute desk. But I digress. But here's the cagey thing about this, or the weird thing about this. When you look at that reset, again, this is this goes into when did I say that was? Oh nine. When you look at the landscape with respect to our foreign policy, in particular NATO, in particular Kosovo, at that time Kosovo, Belgrade, of course, and Ukraine. The people involved in this reset back in 2009 are pushing the same reset for 2022 and beyond, but it's a different reset, the great reset. It's different. Interesting words. But I also think, too, that Mr. Marbles from the Oval Office, Biden today departing from the Oval Office, yesterday, getting to meet about Ukraine in Europe today on the 23rd anniversary of NATO's bombing of Kosovo. There are no coincidences. There are no coincidences. All right. How are they going to take Biden and Harris down? Well, I don't know about Harris, but I can tell you how they're going to take Biden down. And things are getting very hot. This, again, remember the playbook against Nixon and Agnew. Let me see if I have that here. Why don't we go to clip number one? This is Jesse Waters talking about the Hunter Biden laptop. I've written extensively, as I said, about the Hunter Biden laptop, Ukraine, China, Russia, for WisconsinChristianNews.com. And please, I would urge everyone to get a copy of or get a subscription to Wisconsin Christian News. But here's the thing. Let's let Jesse Waters tell you a little bit, kind of give a warm-up about the Hunter Biden situation. Go ahead.
Let's turn to the New York Times best-selling author of Red-Handed and Government Accountability Institute President Peter Schweitzer. So, Peter, you think Hunter's about to be charged with a crime?
I do. And Jesse, I think the best evidence is the New York Times ran this piece where they admitted the laptop was real. That was in paragraph 17 or 18. But the story was basically about the grand jury looking into Hunter Biden. And the New York Times got a lot of cooperation from Team Biden. And they were clearly trying to position themselves on the assumption that Hunter Biden is, in fact, going to be indicted. That's why I think they cooperated. And I think the challenge and the problem they have, Jesse, is that if Hunter Biden is indicted, that opens up the whole can of worms in terms of Joe Biden's financial connections that you talked about earlier.
So take us through those connections. We know about credit cards, joint bank accounts. We know Hunter's boys were doing Joe's taxes at one point. If dirty money was coming in from overseas, untaxed money, and was funneling its way into Joe's pockets, what does that mean in terms of his criminal exposure?
Well, it means a couple of things. First, you've got the whole national security component of this, because remember, the money that's coming in from Beijing is coming from four businessmen who funnel at least $31 million to the Bidens. That's in the laptop. And when you look at those four businessmen, each and every one of them, Jesse, has ties to the highest levels of Chinese intelligence. So this is not some random walk around Shanghai, I'm going to secure a couple of deals. This was orchestrated. But in terms of Joe Biden's legal problems, he was getting subsidized by his son, paying the monthly bills, paying for renovations on his home up in Delaware. That's not allowed. A federal law does not allow politicians to be subsidized by family members. But you have the other issue of who's paying the taxes. If you give money to somebody above $15,000 a year, somebody's got to pay the gift tax on that. Did Joe Biden pay that money? Did he claim that money on his income? No. If you look at the tax returns, his financial disclosures, he did not. So this gets messy real fast. And the question, Jesse, becomes, does Hunter Biden become the sacrificial lamb? Does he end up taking a plea deal that might even mean jail time in order to protect his father?
Unbelievable. All right. If that would.
Now, there's more to, in fact, there's a longer clip of Peter, the author, and I've got all his books. I've gone through it. Impeccable investigative journalist. I've got to say the investigative material that he's uncovered is just incredible. Good stuff. Now, I mentioned, of course, Kosovo, but I mentioned the 09 reset button, right? And the reset. I find it very interesting here that when you look at what's taking place today with Ukraine, with Russia, that reset was emblematic of a failed reset in U.S.-Russia relations. And that failed, or maybe it wasn't, maybe this is a feature, not a bug in this, because this led Obama and O'Biden and Hillary Clinton to rely on an appeasement strategy that backfired with Russia. And You remember, or do you remember, while Hillary occupied that position as Secretary of State, and before, as well as a little bit after, Uranium One, Rosatom. Where have we heard Rosatom before? Oh, Hunter Biden's laptop. But when you look back at the millions of dollars that were made by the Clinton Foundation, the speech fees to Bill Clinton, the lucrative board seats that are shown in the Biden laptop for Hunter Biden, and the kickbacks to Joe Biden. This will be both a mechanism to rid the U.S. of Joe Biden, because Hunter Biden's got a problem right now. He can spill the beans and implicate the big guy, or he can take the fall entirely on his own. Now, this is in criminal terms, and spend some time in jail. That'll give him some time to do his finger paints. The money laundering operation known as the Biden artwork. But think back to the appeasement policy from that reset of Obama, O'Biden, Clinton, and the same people that are in charge today. Russia, this is going back to 2009, Russia invaded Georgia 6 months before that. And George W. Bush, that administration, they had plans to put a missile defense system in Eastern Europe to deter Russian aggression. But what did Obama, Biden, what did they do? They canceled all of that. They folded to Dmitry Medvedev. Remember Obama saying, I'll have more flexibility after I get elected, right? Maybe this Ukrainian situation that has developed now was that flexibility being discussed. And as John Solomon did an excellent piece today in justthenews.com, he wrote that the canceled missile defense in Europe was just the start in a long line of concessions to Russia that not only emboldened Putin, but advanced Russian military capabilities in ways that are now having these deadly consequences for Ukrainian civilians while threatening the global economy. Now, I'm going to put a full stop right there. And also, another way, perhaps, to remove Biden and Harris would be through a global economic meltdown. Because remember what I said, the chaos that is about to be unleashed upon us is unlike anything that you can even imagine. But meanwhile, this shift in relations between the U.S. and Russia and NATO and the U.S. and Russia has been this significant, has embodied this significant dangerous element to it. Going back to Obama, if you look at his words in 08, 09, specifically 09, forward, and even to some extent, Bill Clinton, his measures as president in the 90s. But apply that to like a continuing course of criminal conduct of a group of people through the Obama and now O'Biden regime, you get to where we are today. But where we are today is untenable. We're either going to end up with a nuclear war, a global economic meltdown, or both. They've got to get rid of Biden and Harris. They've got to cover up the Rosatoms, the Uranium One deals, the enrichment of Russia by these very people, by the Hunter Bidens, by the John Kerry's son, stepson, by Mitten's son, Romney, by Paul Pelosi Jr. Oh, and about Pelosi, hey, hold the phone for a second. Did you happen to see this about Pelosi? Now, I'm digressing a tad, but this is not really that far off the topic. Over the last several days, the FBI quietly released some documents that show Pelosi's communist roots. They run very deep. This is BeckerNews.com. But the FBI quietly released a trove of documents on Pelosi's father, Thomas D'Alessandro Jr. And those files, as everyone had their eyes on January 6th, actually, this was disclosed, and my apologies, this was back in this is back in February. So my apologies. And that was the anniversary of the January 6th Capitol event. But they released these documents under that shadow because that's how they do things, you know. But among the findings from these FBI files, again, quietly, secretly released, was that Pelosi's father was a member of Congress, mayor of Baltimore, but more importantly, was shown to have ties to communist organizations, including a Soviet Russian front group. John Solomon did the heavy lifting on this, as noted by BeckerNews.com. Pelosi's father, back in 43, appeared on stage at a rally for the National Council of American Soviet Friendship, which formed in 1943 by the Communist Party USA, which was a Soviet front group and as a Soviet front group. And the following year, D'Alessandro was reported as the main speaker at an event for the International Workers' Order. You know what that is, right? And it goes on and on and on. This is all part of the Communist Party. So Pelosi has intimate connections buried by the FBI, buried by the release of the FBI documents, and not talked about by any of the blue check marks or any of the conservatives, Christian conservatives, or people in the alternative media who just don't want to talk about certain inconvenient things, including and especially the mutagenic jab, which is paying dividends as we speak. Dividends to the globalists, of course, because I was talking with a couple of doctors yesterday, and they're saying, oh my gosh, we're seeing all sorts of resurgence of cancers, tumors. I've seen things, clotting that we've never seen before by people who have been jabbed. It's like a religion to these people. And I believe this is all part of the plan. So with that, and about that topic, because again, this is all part of this great reset. And the great reset button. Isn't that interesting? Reset. That red reset button back in. How quickly we forget about things like that, right? And you might say, oh, I remember. Well, maybe you did. Good. Always remember what happened. There it is. The great reset. The reset button. And now we're facing a different kind of reset. Or maybe not a different kind. So how do we protect ourselves? You do, first of all, you get right with God. And you do repent. But you fight back. You stand up. You speak out. You become that thorn in the side, that monkey in their wrench. Right? That's what you got to do. But in order to do that, you got to stay healthy. And if you're not healthy, that really sucks because you can't do anything. If you're thinking about how am I going to get off the couch, well, then you're not going to be very good necessarily to the cause. So take care of yourself. Go to healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. And there you will find an array of products to keep you upright, mobile, and actually in a good frame of mind. They've got the best products on the market, in my view, nutritional supplements. You can buy others, but you're not getting the best. Here you're getting the best, healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. And while you're there, click on the right and you can listen to, that's right, you can listen to Ted and Austin Brower talk every day for an hour. That's Monday through Friday, 3 to 4. That's the real time, Eastern time, and of course, Sundays as well. And you can dig down into the archives and listen to what you missed. With that, Austin Brower, thanks for joining me. Appreciate you coming on. How you doing, brother?
Absolutely, my friend. It's always a pleasure to be on the show. And, you know, speaking of staying healthy and staying strong, you know, I've had more people now that have started to contact me that have gotten the shot in the past and are having issues now, as I've told you, and we've all started to see now. And they're asking me, you know, what type of nutrients or supplements or protocols or what things can I do to try to mitigate what happened? And the thing that I told them, I said, well, first off, I said, there are a lot of people that got bamboozled with this shot. You know, they flat bold-faced lied to everybody. And the people that were really awake and started doing the research and realizing the whole thing was a bold-faced lie. But there were a lot of people also that got talked into it, coerced doing it, pretty much forced into it, forcing somebody to either choose between their job that they've been at for 20 or 30 years or get an experimental RNA injection is not a choice. That's like sitting and putting a gun to somebody's head and saying, well, you're going to do this or we're going to take everything you have. That's not choice. That's full-blown coercion. And so that's what they continue to do to so many people. And some people had to go along with it. And now they regret it. And so I told a lot of people, I said, the first thing is the GHI cleanse. I said that really helps detox the body and hopefully get some toxins out. Secondly is making sure you're protecting your respiratory system and your cardiovascular system, which is the big one that we've seen the problems with now. And that includes the CoQ10 to help out with overall cardiac muscle, the vitamin E to help out with blood viscosity to reduce blood clots, and the magnesium brain food, which is also very good for the arterial walls and the brain. You can also throw in the chelation therapy to help out, which has EDTA, which can help detox heavy metals and toxins as well. But, you know, it's crucial that, well, if you made a mistake, you don't keep making the mistake. They're starting to get ready and spool up the narrative already for the fourth booster shot. We talked about that on your show last week. They're getting ready to roll it out and start telling everybody, oh my gosh, there's a new Omicron, Deltacron, Magnacron, Megalodon, whatever Transformacron is going to come out and it's new variant. Everybody's got to get it. Or they're going to come out with something even worse and try to brew something up in a lab, maybe working on it in Ukraine. I don't know. I know they had multiple bioweapon labs that we now know have confirmed that were working on all types of weird stuff they tried to cover up. But regardless, there's no question that there's something very significant that's occurring with the shot that's never occurred before in recent history when it comes to a drug. It's not a vaccine. It's a drug that was released on the general populace and completely lied to. And that's why you have to do your own research. I got the reports back from basically the European database of suspected adverse drug reaction reports, which is basically they bring this up every single week and you can look it up. And those are the numbers now. On the report from the COVID-19 vaccine adverse drug reaction, 41,834 dead in Europe from the COVID injection, 3.9 million injuries. This was through March 15th since the beginning of January 2021. So this is basically a 14-month spread. We've had right under 4 million adverse events that were reported, guys. This is what was reported. What happened to all the other people that haven't reported it or basically died and they didn't report it or basically had adverse events and they didn't report it as a vaccine? They generally say anywhere between 1-3% is all that's reported on this list. And I mean, I know multiple people now that I've been friends with and I've known over the years that have gotten the shot and they've been coming down with all these health problems now. It's interesting. Last night, 10 and I, we were out and we were talking to a sheriff and we were out and about. I talk to a lot of law enforcement. I know a lot of them around here. And he was a young kid, 26 years old. We were just talking to him about general stuff that's going on. He was pretty awake. And I said, well, have you gotten the COVID shot? And he goes, no. No, I said, well, are you going to get it? He goes, absolutely not. And I said, all right, I'll take the bite. I'll take the bait. Let's see what you got here, son. And I said, why aren't you going to take it? He said, I already know from a lot of the research I've done that there's something really, really weird with the shot. He said, but what really woke me up was at the very beginning when they first started to try enforcing it on the U.S. military. He said, one of my best friends I grew up with is in the United States Marine Corps. And I said, we're the same age. He's 26 as well. The guy's in insanely good shape, active at the very top of his list in the Marine Corps group that he's in, and basically active duty. And he said he got the shot. Guy, I mean, before, you know, I mean, at PT every morning, super hardcore, running 5 miles every single day for the fun of it. Because, you know, I mean, Marines love to run. Whatever it is about running, they love it. And so he said the guy was unbelievably good shape. He said, got the shot. Within a couple weeks, was having all these problems with his blood pressure, started not being able to run as fast as he could. His time started decreasing. Went in basically to the, you know, the doctor to get a wellness checkup, figure out what was going on. Has leaky heart valves now. Because his endurance has gone through the floor, having all these problems with blood pressure, leaky heart valves now. And they said, well, we have no idea what's happened. Must be genetics, you know, hereditary that you got it. He goes, I'm 26 years old. I've been a Marine for 5 years. I've never had any issues with my heart. And now all of a sudden I get the shot and then 4 or 5 weeks later, I have all these health problems and respiratory issues as far as, you know, being able to get your VO2 max up where it needs to be and maximum oxygen. And now my heart has leaky valves. Really? And so the sheriff's officer said, once I found this out, and I was already questioning things, he said, that made me realize real quick that what I was questioning and the research that I was looking at was very much factual. And so that's why I've encouraged people. There's no reason to be fearful of a virus. There never was from the very beginning. It's all about your mindset. And it's all about your body and your strength and your immune system. Running around in a state of heightened fear, continually raising your cortisol because you're terrified to be out in any public setting because COVID might get you. What does that do? That massively raises cortisol. Cortisol is a stress hormone. Cortisol also reduces the immune system if it's elevated for extended periods of time. It makes you sicker the longer your cortisol is elevated. Now, your body can adapt to some of that, but if you're continuing to pump toxins and nasty food and cigarettes and pharmaceutical drugs, and the list goes on, and you're lowering your immune system, your body is going to get sick eventually. And that's why it's so important to maintain your health through proper nutrition and proper supplementation. And that's why we continue to try to help people out as much as we can at Health Masters in order to keep their immune system strong. And that's why people have been asking us about all the issue with Russia, Ukraine, which a lot of people already know my stance on this whole platform as far as in the middle of it. I could care less about either one of those countries. We need to be focused on the United States and making America a constitutional republic again and stop compromising all these little nuances that they want to keep pushing on us and keep giving us these distractions so we don't look at really who's involved in this. You know, I was looking at reading or listening to what you were talking about earlier with Hunter Biden, the corruption. It was so crazy about this. You know, you and I both, a lot of alternative media, we called all this out years ago when it first got exposed and people just said, oh, no, that's fake news. It's fake news. And dude, it's facts. This guy's one of those corrupt people in the government. And now you guys are going to try to vote for him for president. Then we saw what happened with the entire stolen election. And now this whole thing's coming out about Hunter Biden. Why didn't this stuff get addressed 2 years ago when it was exposed and we talked about it? Why now is it finally starting to get some traction, which I'm glad it is. But I'm wondering if this stuff is just going to be used as another political distraction to keep people focused on it and then turn around and whitewash it and throw it under the sand like they do with so many things in order to keep us distracted. I don't know. Do I hope these guys are held accountable? Absolutely. Do I hope Hunter Biden basically goes to prison for what he was involved in on that laptop? Absolutely. Oh, Joe gets impeached? Absolutely. He never even the legitimate president from the very beginning. That whole thing was such a fraudulent election. It was a joke. But as we're continuing to see this now, you have to look at where it's coming from and what's going on. And if it's going to go through, yes, we need to keep pushing it. But we also need to make sure we keep our eyes open. What else is going on? It's interesting enough, Doug. And just to tie into this, when all this stuff happened with Ukraine, you know, a month ago and all the focus on it, you know, you and I both talked about, okay, Ukraine's like the third most corrupt country in the world. Why in the world is this becoming this big thing now where everybody focuses on Ukraine? Well, Ukraine now, The Australian National Review, and this is interesting, it comes out of this country, it's alternative media, they said while everybody was watching the distraction with Ukraine, Ukraine also silently announced it's the first country to implement the World Economic Forum's Great Reset by setting up a social credit application combining universal basic income, so free money, a digital identity, and a vaccine passport all in one app. They said similar to what other few countries have done, they have now taken it a step further and built a social credit application that will allow you to have access to universal basic income along with your digital passport and your vaccine passport all in one platform on your phone. Obviously, with the COVID crisis that they manufactured, the COVID passport was a big platform that they wanted to push. That's why I've repeatedly told everybody, COVID's not gone just yet. They channeled everybody's anger and hatred towards Russia by telling everybody Russia's the bad guy because of what happened in Ukraine. But yet, they didn't put together these passports and these apps for the last 2 years so you could show your digital vaccine compliance, because they're just going to turn around and shut these apps off. These things were put into place very quickly, very aggressively, and had been pre-planned for a while for this specific reason. I personally think they're going to roll something out here again, probably sometime around the midterms, to try to start pushing and spooling up the COVID narrative very, very aggressively again by the end of the summer and say, oh, we're going into the fall, we're going into the winter, we're going to have this big platform now that's being pushed up. And the universal basic income that they're going to start doing in Ukraine is the same thing that we've seen in numerous other countries where they bring in the socialist ideology because of what's happened with Russia, because of what's happened with inflation, because all these things that occurred completely out of our knowledge and out of our hands, we're now going to give you free money and make you welfare babies because we're going to help you out because it's the best thing for us to do because we care about you. So you just got to sign up for your digital social credit app. Once you're approved and you have a good social credit score, we'll continue to give you thousands of dollars every month as long as you keep your digital identity and your digital passport up to par. Everything will be okay and you'll continue to be completely and totally independent with your universal basic income. And the problem with it is a lot of people are going to fall into this and they're going to continue to get reliant on this money. So then all of a sudden you start saying things you're not supposed to say. Social credit score drops. Guess what? Your basic income drops. You don't keep up with your vaccine compliance, income drops. You don't keep up with your renewals, or your registrations, or your taxes, or whatever else you have to pay, your income drops. This is how they built the plan from the very beginning from China, and this is what they're doing now in the Ukraine. Very quietly, while the country's at war, allegedly, they're now putting this into place because apparently this is such a big deal. They want to make sure nobody knows about it going into place while the war is obfuscating the truth. And while now we're seeing the stuff pop up with Hunter Biden and Joe that we've known about for years, find it very interesting. All these things are very coincidentally timed, Doug. What do you think?
Well, and I'm glad you mentioned all of that because when I started the show today, I talked about 23 years ago today, 1999, 24 March, was the unleashing of the bombing in Kosovo, all right? So by NATO. That was just absolutely horrific. It had to hurt, I mean, tens of thousands of bombs and tons of bombs being dropped, civilians killed. Okay, so when you take a look at that playbook from there, and the players there, the Clintons and the neocons on both sides of the aisle, I realize the connotation of a neocon, but it includes the party of Davos, the great resetters, okay, all those people. And you take that template, you could see, even going back into the first Gulf War and then Iraq and Syria and Libya and how they don't forget the Arab Spring. So you look at this and you can see the incremental changes that were taking place under various regimes, but it was incremental. So when I open the show, I want to remind people about history and about how things began, and you can see the playbook. And once you identify the route, in my view anyway, of a vehicle that's going, if you're following a vehicle and you identify their route and you do so in multiple days, you can get an idea, okay, of patterns and consistency. So we're seeing a pattern here of this incrementalism. Now, what you just said, and this is important, and it's how I started the program with, is they need to increase the speed at which they have to implement what you just said worldwide, globally. So they're going to take down the financial system. And if necessary, let's do a hot war with Russia over Ukraine, okay? Because we have to expedite, because their objective, as you so well stated, is the end of all privacy. It's the end of all money, hand money, you know, change and dollar bills. And it's the end of all privacy, financial, medical, family, digital currency, new digital age, where you will have, like they say, you will own less or nothing and be happy. And there are people who are cooperating with this, and I talked about this yesterday, so-called conservative, Christian conservatives, alternate media are cooperating to implement this system, some unwittingly, but nonetheless taking money, for example, for not talking about things like the jab, but thinking, of course, that they're getting this payday from these people, when in fact, you're right, this global, it will be global, guaranteed universal basic income is going to come into play, but it's going to be an app on your phone or some sort of electronic device, and they're going to surveil everything you do, and they don't like you. They don't like what you're doing, what you're saying. They're going to shut you down. You think being canceled today is bad? Oh, you just wait. You won't be able to buy bread. You won't be able to do anything. I believe that's what the end game objective is. And I want to show you this. I don't know if you've seen this. I found this. I don't know the author of this, but I checked the veracity of the information. I would say maybe 40 to 50% of the information contained in this Airtable. And again, I don't know who this author is, but what you were talking about the jabs and about the shots and about things that are coming to light now, somebody had put together this Google Airtable 2021 to 2022 epidemic of heart issues. This is just heart issues now of athletes. And this line after line after line after line showing the damage, the death, the disabilities by these athletes. This is really athletes only. And all of this is connected, whether it's Ukraine, whether it's the jab, the coronavirus, or this push for this global basic income and digitization of our currency. It's all connected. And you could tell one last thing, and I'll shut up. Too much coffee today, I guess. The fact that you can't drive down the street of a major city and not see, or you will see Ukrainian flags when the very people flying them probably have no clue as to why they're flying them, except it's a new mask nowadays, a new virtual signal, should tell you everything you need to know. This is a population being programmed, and we are being programmed to accept lies. And this is a huge lie. All of it is lies. Everything that we see is lies, and I'm sick of it. And that's why, too, healthmasters.com. Folks, you've got to make sure your mental acuity is right, and without your physical your physical stamina, your mental acuity is going to suffer. Go to healthmasters.com and order your supplements today. I stand behind Health Masters 100%. I take them, and my family takes them. Great stuff. Okay, I'm going to stop filibustering here and let you talk. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, no, you're spot on, Doug, with it. And, it's like that one meme that everybody's seeing now where it's the rough caricature of basically just like this stooge guy. And it says, I support the current thing. And then it has all these different like flags and support things behind it. Whatever the current thing we're told to support this week, the stooges support it. They put on their little dunce cap, and they put on their little clown nose, and they put on their little clown outfit, and they go, oh, well, CNN told me we have to be mad at Russia because Ukraine. I stand with Ukraine. And you go, well, why do you stand with Ukraine? Because you have to. Because I said so. And you're like, bro, nobody cares about your opinion. You don't even have a valid argument. Yes, I do. Ukraine's good. Russia's bad. They're bad. They're bad because I told you they're bad. What are you talking about? You're not even making sense. Have you ever been to Ukraine? No. You know anybody in Ukraine? No. Where's Ukraine on a map? What? Doesn't matter. You're like, okay, dude, this is a failing argument. I'm done with this conversation. I've seen this so many times now. And the fact you have certain places that are flying the Ukrainian flag at the same height as the U.S. flag is treasonous to me, that you're sitting there saying that I essentially support another country that I don't even know anything about simply because I'm told to support the current thing, and I support it as much, if not more, than my own country, is so far treasonous, it's embarrassing. And what they're going to continue to do is keep changing the narrative. They'll change it again in a couple months. They'll switch it up and go back to COVID, or they'll change it and go to something else. This is what they do. They constantly have to have a boogeyman. I talked about this in The Art of Psychological Warfare a couple of years ago on the show, where if you've noticed and you look back at history, the United States has always had to have a boogeyman for everybody to hate. whether or not we were going after the militias in the 90s, or we were going after basically the Al-Qaeda and Saddam Hussein in the early 2000s, and then basically the ISIS in the early 2000s. And then all of a sudden, there's always this boogeyman that everybody has to go against. They always have to have somebody there for people to be mad at so that nobody actually focuses on really what's going on. And you nailed it on the head. With this World Economic Forum reset that Ukraine's tying into and a lot of countries are tying to, and then Biden signed that executive order a few weeks ago, basically allowing a federal cryptocurrency to be issued through the Federal Reserve in the next 6 months, and basically doing research on it. What they're going to do is people are having this idea in their head, like this is going to be the first phase of Bitcoin, when Bitcoin was, you know, basically at the very beginning phase, and this is blockchain technology and it's completely independent. This isn't going to be that. This is going to be a digital currency that you can only use digitally, and you're pretty much going to have to solely use digital currency, and you're going to have to apply applications and background checks or whatever else they're going to list in order for you to get it. And then they're going to give everybody free money up front. That's how they're going to get everybody into this. They're going to offer people $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 bonuses if they transition their bank accounts fully into Bitcoin, or not Bitcoin, the Federal Reserve coin, I should say. They're getting people ready to the idea that the government is going to continue to give them free money. Perfect example. So in California, they voted and they've continued to stall the fact that they were going to pass a bill to remove the state gas tax. It's like over 50 cents a gallon. And that they were going to do that to help out the general population. They couldn't even come to a consensus on that at all. Just that tax, just that tax alone, said that maybe by July they'll have an answer. So you know what their new proposed idea was? This is what Governor Newsom has now said that he will sign if they get everything together. It's an $11 billion package that they have to take another loan from the federal government, where they will give $400 debit cards to residents to put money in the back of the pockets of Americans so they can pay for their gas. So we're going to fight massive inflation by borrowing more money and giving more money to people so they can buy more gas that's going to continue to go up, because the inflation is going to raise the price even more. So we're giving them a $400 whopping gift card tax. And the average price in California is like $6 a gallon right now, I think, for fuel. Okay, so that makes a lot of sense. We're going to basically give people, you know, enough gas to basically buy, like, you know, a gift card for what, 35 gallons of fuel, you know, 40 gallons of fuel, or probably 65 gallons of fuel, I guess you could say, 70 gallons of fuel, depending on what kind of fuel you buy, diesel, premium, regular. Okay, that's going to last real long. I mean, most diesel trucks, my diesel truck has a 36-gallon tank on it, so I may be able to get two fill-ups off your pitiful little prepaid card you're giving out, Governor Newsom, that's now going to add another $11 billion to the state budget that they don't have, that they can't get, that they're already massively indebted for. Well, yes, that's the best option that they can come up with. Why? Because this is what communists and socialists do. The only thing they know how to do is spend more money that they don't have in order to entrench the population further and further. This is only being done and designed to be done by getting people okay with the idea of continually getting free money from the government. If they actually wanted to do something here in the country, they would have already stopped any and all state and federal taxes on all fuel. They would have also put restrictions on the speculators going in and speculating the oil prices up. This is the main reason why it jumped so fast, was inflation and speculation. It had nothing to do with Ukraine, per se. It was all about the speculators got in, and they started jumping the oil price up $5, $10, $15 per barrel a day, because they were speculating it was going to go through the roof, until they finally got their peak out of it. It was $130 a barrel, and then it started tapering back down. But when you start having these massive taxes on all these gallons of fuel, and then you start having the speculators run up the money, of course, it's going to run the price up on top of a 7.9% inflationary rate we're at right now. This is what people have to realize. And this is why gold and silver have been such strong, you know, hedges over the years, and along with anything. That's why if you want to look at a current economic situation, if it's going into an inflation or hyperinflationary standpoint, you look at three things. You look at land, property, real estate, acreage, that aspect. You look at vehicles, and you look at precious metals. And all three of those right now have been going up tremendously, especially housing and vehicles. That's why used vehicle market is up like 35% right now. Housing market's up about the same. Gold and silver, if they weren't able to suppress it so aggressively with the paper shorts, it would be up. Gold, I think, would be anywhere from 2,500 to 3,000 an ounce right now, and gold would be pushing $50 to $100 an ounce. The
other way around, but we got that. Yeah, right.
Yeah, exactly. This is what the this is what they're looking at right now that nobody's wanting to discuss. And so that's why it's so important that people look at different options in order to hedge their bet right now, because just about anything is better than letting your cash go to nothing. That's why I've had so many people coming in and buying up food buckets and, you know, basically asking me what else they can buy or getting beans and rice from the store. Because I've told them, I said, listen, the food's about to go through the roof. It's already rising at a massive pace. Now coffee, I don't know if you saw this from Zero Hedge, they're saying mega emergency unfolds for world's top coffee growers as fertilizer cost goes through the roof right now. And they're talking about basically the main areas in like Brazil, Nicaragua, Guatemala, Costa Rica, that the coffee prices have gone up almost 86% now in the last 2 years. And now they're expected to go up again because the fertilizer price have gone up so much because Russia is one of the main exporters of fertilizer, which I talked about a month ago. And so
hold that thought. Let me plug our coffee. We have absorbed the increasing cost of coffee. We have not, that's correct, right? I mean, I don't want to mislabel anybody, Eric, the tech. Okay, so our coffee has not gone up in price, although our profits are dwindling. So if you go to HagmanStore.com, that's HagmanStore.com, you can buy our coffee, support this platform. I wanted to throw that in there because I can. Okay. But here's the thing. You're exactly right. But the bigger point to that $800, going back to Newsom, and the gas card, I think it was 400, 800 per family, yeah. Whatever. Okay. What people are missing about the bigger picture here, how the United States took part in taking down the Soviet Union back, well, having the illusion of taking down the communist Soviet Union back in the 91, is we attacked their economy. Now, Putin knows this, and we did it in such a way where, yeah, I mean, it was pretty cagey how we attacked their economy. Now, Putin today or yesterday is saying, okay, you want to buy oil from us? Okay. If you're a country that signed on to sanctions, including the United States, you're going to buy it in rubles, not dollars, which Nixon brought in back in the 70s. But I digress. But the bottom line here is this has global implications, like you're saying. And food, property, cars, yes, because otherwise your fiat currency is going to be worth nothing, and precious metals if you can afford them. But food first, water, property, vehicles, and the physical assets. And I must say, make sure you stock up on healthmasters.com because, look, I got to be honest with you. I'm just to digress a little bit. You're one of the, I believe, you and your father, your family, healthmasters.com is one of the truth tellers, not a sellout to the globalists. All right. You're not getting any money from HHS to not talk about or talk favorably about the death jabs, obviously, unlike other conservative and alternate media hosts. So I'm worried. Well, no, I am concerned that you will not be around in 6 months or a year, just like we won't be. So the point I'm trying to make with this is, please, folks, stock up on your supplements now, okay? Because you don't know, 6 months from now, you're going to be able to order from Health Masters? You better hope so. But if not, you've got them now, at least for a while. Healthmasters.com. Do it today. Go ahead, sir.
Well, you're exactly right. There's going to be a very, very direct confrontation with a lot of alternative media that hasn't been bought and paid for, You can see that in every aspect of how it's been slowly tapering down. I mean, if you told people 10 years ago that if they started making jokes or comments or memes on Twitter or Facebook, you know, mild stuff like with the Babylon Bee CEO, the big joke they did on Richard Levine and his cross-dressing perverted self on the front meme they did. Man of the Year, USA Today claims. Obviously, USA Today claimed him Woman of the Year, one of the most retarded comments I've ever heard them make. And, you know, Twitter completely suspended their account and now is saying that they're not going to reinstate it. And what's interesting about this is this isn't about pushing a certain, okay, we want to talk about this, we want to talk about that. This is about showing and exerting force and flexing muscles and saying, you will not say anything that we do not approve of. You will not make a comment about anything that is not along with the narrative, or we'll completely deplatform you and take your account because we own your account, because we own you if you get on this platform. That's what these social media platforms are about. That's why I'm glad you guys have gotten on a lot of the independent ones as well. That's why, you know, we use Global Star. We try to keep everything as independent as possible. It's private that we know isn't going to be compromised, because we got taken down off YouTube repeatedly, and then they finally took us down for good. I know they hit the same thing with, you know, your show, Doug. And it's funny because this reached the point now to where they will not allow any questioning of the narrative. And this is where it's going to start going. And this is just the tip of the iceberg, in my opinion. Once they start getting people to the point where they're getting free money, digital money, and they have to have a social credit score, they're going to start going in and saying, oh, well, guess what? We saw a comment that you made on Facebook 2 years ago. You're going to have to delete that within the next 12 hours, or we're going to basically suspend your $1,000 digital currency check you're getting this week for your universal basic income because, well, we find it that it was offensive. Our fact checkers fact it, and we say it's false news because, well, not because there's any scientific backing, but Billy Bob Jean, that thinks he's a female that wears a dress to work to fact check, he got offended by it. And well, because he got offended by it, it has to be false news. So you need to delete that or you're not getting your next check for a while. That's where it's going to start getting. And the problem with that is once you start to make bad is good is bad, evil is good, up is down, left is right, and you start twisting the mechanism of the entire framework of our society, it ceased to exist because this is where they're trying to take it. And I talked about this earlier this week on our show. The reason why they're pushing this moronic stuff like this grown-ass man swimmer, grown man, been a grown man his whole life swimming, decided now when he was a failure swimming in the male swimming, he decided he wanted to be a female all of a sudden, completely eviscerates the female competition, then gets up there, yeah, I'm really glad I did good today. You know, I'm beating a woman up here because I'm a good woman. You know, I'm a woman. I won. I won fair and square because I'm a female. But he's got this big old Adam apple, you know, big wide shoulders. And I'm like, the fact that they actually gave this clown an even second of an interview shows you what they're trying to do. If they can take the basic aspect of nature, universal nature laws, natural laws in nature, and say, a woman doesn't have to be a woman and a man doesn't have to be a man. They can be any difference, whatever they want. XY chromosome be darned. Doesn't matter anymore because whatever we say it is what it is. They completely and totally lie about everything. If you can change the laws of nature and you can't change them, but you can lie and pretend and make people believe those laws of nature don't exist, you can change the fabric of everything in the way that people perceive it. It'd be like the same moronic behavior if somebody walks up on top of a 10-story building and says, you know what? I declare that gravity no longer exists to me because I don't believe in gravity and I don't identify with gravity right now. So I don't have to listen to gravity because I don't follow its rules. And they step off the 10-story building. Well, they're going to be scraping off the sidewalk with a shovel a few seconds later. And that's just the way it's going to happen.
Hop like a pinata.
Yeah, that's how it works. Yep. Because some guy wakes up one morning and is in a bad mood that he lost the men's championship and wakes up and says, I'm now going to be called Susie because I'm a female. We don't call you progressive. We call you mentally ill. And that's what it's always been in the DSM, the Diagnostic Statistical Manual for Mental Diseases, basically. That's always been that with gender dysphoria. Well, now we've taken it a step further. We're saying, natural laws don't matter anymore. If this grown man wants to put on a, you know, a women's swimsuit and wants to compete with women, he can do so. They want to break down the fabric of natural laws and truth and ethics and morals, because if they can take this one law, natural law, and they can remove it from the equation, they can pretty much promote and pollute the entire agenda that they want to push on everybody, because at this point, there is no axis, there is no basis, there is no groundwork for a base law anymore. It's just whatever they say is the truth, and nobody can question it whatsoever. And that's why I've been so diametrically opposed to this push that they've had, because I've always said, you know what, I don't care what people want to do in the privacy of their homes. I still stand by that. I really don't care. You want to go be weird and with your consensual partner, I can care less what you do. But when you start coming out and you start trying to change the entire fabric of natural laws and change what we know as a fact for the last ever since the beginning of mankind, and you want to change that because you're mentally ill, nobody has to comply with you, nor does anybody have to respect you or listen to you. We simply just need to get the short padded bus and have you hauled off to a mental institution, and basically have you Baker acted. And that's it. And people get offended all the time when I talk about this. And I say, I don't really care. Your feelings and your emotions don't trump natural law. Just like I said with the analogy with gravity. If I find gravity to be offensive because I don't like the way it works and I don't want to apply gravity anymore, gravity doesn't care about how I feel.
Well, you're not a physicist, so you really can't. You're not allowed to talk about gravity. And I'm not a biologist, so I really can't define what a woman is. I'll tell you what. I could not be at like a senator on that committee. I would have walked down there and smacked that whatever.
That was insulting, bro. That was so insulting to the entire American public when they asked her that and she made that comment. I mean, we already know she's a pedophile sympathizer.
Yes.
I mean, she's a completely and totally sadistic individual. Even the way she was talking about child porn so flippantly and child exploitation, like it was no big deal. Like, well, if they don't have troves and volumes of child porn stashed away on 50 hard drives and they haven't been doing this for 40 years and it's just some child porn that they're recording and basically raping little children, well, you know, the sentencing needs to go kind of like, you know, maybe 3 months or something, you know, basically is what she said in between the lines when she was talking. And, you know, I think a lot of this, Doug, this whole con thing, this concept that they're pushing in with this Jackson lady, I think this is kind of a experiment, so to speak, to see how far much pushback they're going to get from the American populace and how much blowback they're going to get in the mainstream media. Remember, all this stuff they do, every media outlet, every social media platform, they all have algorithms attached to them. They look at tweets, they look at hashtags, they look at trending topics, they look at how many views things have, they look at how many likes things has. There's a giant algorithm based behind the scenes that most people don't even realize with all these platforms. And I think what they're doing right now is they're kind of testing the waters to see if America is ready for a pedophile sympathizer, basically judge, Supreme Court judge, to be in position where she's pretty much solely going to rule in favor of pedophiles, child exploiters, people that are running human trafficking. And she's going to say, well, that's okay because they didn't really do it that much. They didn't really know about it. Well, it makes perfect sense on why they want to get her in there as well, because we know Biden is a serial sniffer. And we know his son got all kinds of weird stuff on his laptop that he was involved in. I don't even want to get into. So we know these groups that are in this are absolutely weirdo perverts. I've never seen in my right mind a grown older man touch and feel on and smell and grope young children ever in public like I have seen with Joe Biden in the congressional chambers before. It's downright icky. You feel like you need a shower if you watch some of the videos with him that he knows. He's on video. Everything's recorded in those chambers. And he's sitting there rubbing their shoulders and putting his hands on. These girls are like 7, 8, 9 years old, feeling their hair and smelling their hair and whispering in their ear. And I'm like, bleh. This sicko is actually in front of the American populace right now, bumbling on teleprompter about how he wants to do this and we need to do this and we need to do that. Well, yeah, this is the final phase in collapsing the United States as the way we know it. So they can bring in, as Biden just said today, the forefront of the new world order that America is going to be leading. He said it the other day. He blatantly said it. And so they're telling us what they want to do. And so we can either comply and go along with it and be good little peasants like so many people did during COVID and just go along to get along because it'll be over soon. I can't tell you how many times I heard that stupid comment. Or we can stand up and make our voice heard and say, no. You may be trying to do this, but we're not going to go quietly into the night. We're not going to sit back and pretend this type of behavior is okay. And we're not going to call a grown male athlete that's swimming a female because he has a mental disorder and somehow got able to be basically put in the female competitors league. And that's why I was so happy with Ron DeSantis the other day. He said, you know, the one girl that got they said got second when in reality she won. He said, this, you know, we'll recognize her. She's from Sarasota, Florida. We'll recognize her as the national champion. She worked really hard. She's an extremely good athlete. We're going to recognize her in the state of Florida as the winner and go along with it. I said this the other day on the show. I said, the only way we stop this right now is the athletes have to start getting aggressive and being vocal. When an athlete or the girls that were in this group, the next time this occurs, what they have to do is they have to stand up in unison. when they get on the blocks to jump, if they can't already protest this out of the platform,
Get
on the blocks to jump. Well, exactly. When they blow the whistle, you let the clown jump in the water.
There you go.
Let the clown swim his laps. You let him do his clown job. When he gets out of the water, you let him go interview him, and he can go be the clown and sit in the corner and do whatever he wants. And then you can say, okay, now that the clown's done, now the females are going to compete since he got his little claim to fame or whatever he wanted to do to get attention. And now we're going to compete in the national championship now that the clown is done. And the truth about it is they couldn't do much about that, because then it'd be like, okay, what do we do now? We've now appointed the clown, the king, queen, whatever the heck, and now the girls aren't competing. So what are we going to do here? It's going to get national coverage, even if it's not a national championship. If it's just a state thing or whatever, it's going to get huge coverage. That has to happen every single time, because if not, these girls' sports are going to get completely and totally infested with cross-dressing perverts that now have found their way to get their attention and get their claim to fame in front of the camera as being the new transgender athlete of the year, when in fact they're complete and total pervert that needs to go back to the men's department and remind themselves who they actually are and what class they compete in, Doug. And that's really the only way to handle these clowns when they want to act like this.
The only way for us to win, in my view, is not to play the game, their game. Yep. And we have to say no, because you can't argue with insanity. I believe me, yep. I've tried, and yep. It never ends well. You can't wrestle with a pig because you get muddy yourself and the pig likes it. So here's the thing. All right. You've got to have yourself based in reality. You're right. You know, just because you don't believe in physics doesn't mean it doesn't exist. You can't define a woman. Get the hell out of my face. Yeah. What a woman is or a guy is. Okay. Stop with this nonsense. And this, you know, it's very interesting too. And you pointed this out, this Muppet Supreme Court nominee, this unqualified pedophilia loving Muppet that's being entertained by the senatorial confirmation committee. The swimming stuff that's going on, this is all related. I mean, this is an attack on our values, our culture, our sensitivities, and we must fight back against it. But you're not going to fight back unless you're in good health. Healthmasters.com. If you don't already have Health Masters, do me a favor. And I would consider this a personal favor, folks. Step away from this browser, open another browser, or just click on Health Masters link in the program description box and order your supplements today. And I guarantee you, 30 days from today after you take your supplements, you're going to feel a heck of a lot better. That's healthmasters.com, healthmasters.com. And although this is a Thursday, not a Friday, that Austin Brewer's on, hopefully we can maybe this weekend have a coupon code. If not, you know what? Deal with it, because I got to tell you, it's getting harder and harder to really knock prices down, because we are getting slammed, like, you know, in our coffee sales. We're getting slammed with the higher prices. So regardless, healthmasters.com, it's the best product you can buy. And I take them. I would show you my supplements, but I don't have a wheelbarrow to carry them out. I take everything. I love it, man. I love that stuff. And the magnesium brain food is great stuff. It really helps me focus and keep my mind together. Although some people of you might say, nah, not really. But it does. So healthmasters.com, that's healthmasters.com. Link in the program description box to you, sir. We've got about 10 minutes, 12 minutes.
Absolutely. I'll get on the website here in a minute, and I'll activate the Doug5 coupon to give everybody a break on some of that. And a lot of people notice, you know, I haven't had price increases in a while on the website. Some things we had to slowly start ticking up a little bit because the price is continuing to go up so much. I actually just had a phone call with with one of my suppliers yesterday night after I got off work about the magnesium brain food. And they were talking about, you know, it's one of our number one sellers. They were talking about that there's probably going to be a price increase in the next month, and they're getting numbers together. And I'm like, golly, guys, I'm like, you keep hitting me with these price increases. So I'm trying to keep it down for the customers. They're like, you don't understand, dude. They're like, it's all rolling downhill. They said everything is going up, even stuff if the raw materials have been in stock and we have mass supplies of them to get them to the warehouse. Well, how do they go? They go via semi-truck. What do semi-trucks run on? They run on diesel fuel. So now it's costing more fuel to get the same supplies we already had stockpiled to basically another warehouse or to the manufacturing facility. And it's like, it just, it goes downhill. I warned everybody about this was going to start happening. I said, when diesel price goes up, so does the economy value as far as what starts going up. Everything goes up. Milk, eggs, bread, butter, food, anything that's a staple. What happens is when milk, bread, butter, all that go up, well, what are those used in? Well, those are used in cakes and baked goods. So then baked goods go up because those go up. And it's a systemic effect, and it's all across the board. And I mean, even our shipping, we've been hit with all these shipping charges. I still haven't changed shipping. We still do the free shipping over $125. We've done that for years now. And, you know, we appreciate the support of everybody at Health Masters on it. And this is one of the reasons why I've encouraged people to make the financial decisions that are best for the family and long term. Because a lot of people, they always, it's what happens. A lot of people kind of think in a real short term financial state. Like, okay, well, I got bills this week. I got bills this month. I got to pay this month. And nobody really kind of does their 60 to 90 to 100, you know, 20 to 180 to 360 day projections on what's going to happen with certain things, unless, you know, you're in a business where you're dealing with inventory like you are with coffee and us with supplements and manufacturing stuff. And that's why I was so concerned when I saw the fertilizer price go through the roof and the wheat price go through the roof when the whole debacle with Ukraine and Russia started. I said, oh, gosh. Wheat's going up to the roof. Wheat's like going exponential right now. Well, a lot of people don't realize how much wheat's involved in everything. And again, it goes down the list of more things that it affects. And so I encourage people, it's always good to have at least about a 60 to 90 day supply of things that you may need. That also falls to food. Food isn't going down ever. So anything you buy right now, it's probably going to save you money in 6 months or 3 months of whatever you buy. That's what I told people. There is no negative aspect of stockpiling a couple months of foods. I've had people say, what happens if the world doesn't end and I don't have to eat my 3 month supply worth of food? I said, well, when you get tight on cash in 6 months or a year or stuff gets insanely expensive, crack open a bucket and make some of this stuff for dinner and save some money on the weekend. I've done that multiple times with my one. I got an organic bucket that I broke open just to basically try it. And occasionally, if I'm at the house, I'll do something. Okay, let's try this one out again here. Oh, the kids are hungry. Let me make something real quick. Instead of going into my pantry and pulling out my stockpiles of stuff that I bought normally that I normally eat, I'm like, hey, let's make a bag of this and, you know, try it out. I did that when we first got the buckets because I want to make sure any food that we were selling was stuff that I would eat and my kids would eat. Because that's important. You know, some of these foods out there and some of these long-term foods, you know, I've had some of them. They're so riddled with MSG and high fructose corn syrup and nasty stuff in them. I've eaten them before and you got like an instant headache. You don't feel good. You get mud gut and you're like, oh man, this isn't that yummy. Like I'm going to be eating this in an emergency. I mean, can I do it? Yes. Am I going to feel like crap? Probably. Is that going to be a most effective fighting strategy for me? Probably not. And I get everybody's on a certain budget, but at the end of the day, just do your research on what you're putting in your stored food and know what's the best thing. I've told people before, if you're on a tight budget, you're still trying to keep it as clean as possible. One of the best things you can do is beans and rice. I don't even sell beans and rice. I've told people that all the time. You just got to store them properly so the rice doesn't go rancid. I mean, the beans, when you cook them, you got to soak them. So it's a little bit more time intensive whenever you're going to cook it, but it's very, very cheap. And make sure you got to have salt on hand because beans and rice without salt, that's a rough meal right there with no seasoning and no salt. You got to have some stored salt. A lot of people don't think about that either. That's why we always sell the 26-ounce bags of the Redmond salt. That stuff's incredible. It's mined like 6,000 feet under the ground. Yeah. Oh, it's delicious. It's funny. I've had people try it when they've been over before and they're like, we're making eggs or something. Like, you got salt? I hit my salt shaker and it's in all my salt shakers. And they'll put it on there and they're like, man, these are good. What'd you put in the eggs? I'm like, nothing. They're organic eggs with butter. Like, it's good. I said, it's because you use Redmond salt. I said, when you use that bleach white table salt, I said, all it does is give you a salty definition to the food. I said, when you use Redmond salt, I said, it's got like 90 other minerals with it. I said, it's not bleach. It's not processed. They pull it out of the salt mines in Utah. And that as well, because it's so deep in the salt mines, it's not exposed to the barium and aluminum and toxins that you get with a lot of salt that's basically been dried out of the open after they process it. So again, there's certain things to think about in the future and kind of hedge, because right now you really got to do 6 month to 12 month projections on what you think is going to start occurring later on in the future, because it's happening so fast right now. Stuff that you could go back in and say, well, you know what? I need a couple of these or a couple of that. I'm going to stock up on it. You know, everything's fine. You could probably do that and get away with it for a couple of years because everything was pretty consistent. things are happening at a rapid pace right now. When you're talking about an 8% inflationary rate almost, stuff happens super fast right now. And you're going to start seeing the inflationary rate go through the roof if you start seeing morons like Newsom start handing out $400 debit cards to everybody for fuel instead of just cutting the taxes down and helping everybody out. I learned this a long time ago with politicians. They will do anything, including pulling their own teeth, before they ever lower taxes back down. That is one reason why you hear about votes on, we're going to increase this tax for this period, or we need you to vote if you want to have a tax increase on this. It was temporary. My vote, 100% of the time, every time, is always absolutely no. Go kick rocks. We do not support that at all. Because not one time have you ever watched politicians get taxes implemented and they say, you know what, we've gotten so much money and revenue from these taxes, we're just going to go ahead and get rid of this tax now. We're going to let it go. We're not going to worry about it anymore. It's been 5 years. We're going to help you out and we're going to cut your taxes. Said no politician ever. They all lie. They're all greedy and they're all compromised in most cases, in my opinion. There's a few decent ones that are left. The problem is they're so far and few between that it's hard for them to be able to do anything because they're literally like, you know, a needle in a haystack with actually being able to elicit change. That's why it's so important with this midterm we have, and the best of my ability, I'm hoping that most of these states can have some real true fair elections, that we vote all these moron communists out and put some real people in there. I know multiple states, like Ian Smith up there with the Atlas Gym, he's running for a seat in Congress up in New Jersey. There's a few other states that you have some real people that are involved in real world stuff that are trying to run now because they had enough of it. And, you know, again, I always tell people you have to start at the local level. You have to get involved locally, because when you start getting involved with this stuff and you try to go up too fast, you try to make something change, the feds are so controlled now and they're so compromised. There's not much we can do about it, to be honest with you. I mean, look like you just said, with Hunter Biden and the whole crime cartel that's in the White House right now with Ukraine. Yet they ignored that and said it was fake news. When you control the media, you can pretty much troll groupthink as much as you want. That's why we do our show. That's why you do your show, Doug, to do the best we can to get the truth out there. Because once you get the truth, even if you're not fully awake yet, it starts making you ask questions. And when people ask questions, they start making changes. And when people start making changes, that's when the bigger picture starts to move a different direction, because people are saying, okay, this doesn't make sense. This isn't right. This is something we need to address and basically say no. Like DeSantis said the other day, we're not recognizing this clown as the winner of the female women's, you know, the women's swimming national championship. We're recognizing the first female in place that actually won. We're recognizing her because we're not going to say the laws of nature no longer apply because one person says, you hurt my feelings if you don't accept me being a female while I got a penis in between my legs. There's no aspect of society that is okay in, except for the United States, pretty much. Majority of Europe still doesn't really go along with a lot of this stuff, this whole transgender nonsense. I read an article the other day, and they're talking about people that were fleeing the Ukraine, and that they're females, or grown men that identify as females, and they're like, no, we're checking your Adam's apple, bro. You're a dude. Turn around.
Yep. Did you see that? I saw that. Any male, biological male, and that includes the morons, I think they're female, 18 to 64, you can't leave Ukraine. You got to stay and fight, even though you think you're a woman. I laughed my butt off thinking, okay, LGBTQRS2, whatever, you flying those Ukrainian flags, you still okay with that now? You know, because I don't know, but there you go. Yeah. About 2 minutes left, sir.
Well, yeah, and that's where the basis of it comes down to. And, you know, and I get there's certain people out there that have mental disorders, and most of them come about at a younger age in their confusion. A lot of times their parents or their mom drank bisphenol A and a lot of soy when they were younger, and it may have messed them up in the head. But this whole weirdo perversion that we have now, like with Richard Levine, the dude's a grown man for 60 years. He's married. Then all of a sudden, clock switches over in his head. And he suddenly says, I'm a female now. I need to be woman of the year, and I need to handle the health department of the United States because I'm Rachel Levine now, and that's how I identify. Dude, you can take that box of crap and go bury it in somebody else's yard. Get off my property. That is the stupidest thing I've ever seen in my life. And so many people are still buying the Kool-Aid because they don't want to offend anybody or make anybody upset. This is beyond moronic. And until people start waking up and stop complying with stupidity, like you said, You can't argue with a moron. You just can't go along with what they're saying. You try to wrestle with a pig, all you do is get muddy, and he likes it the whole time. It's a lose-lose situation all across the board, Doug.
You got that right, my friend. Folks, go to healthmasters.com. That's healthmasters.com. Go there. Order your product today. I'm telling you right now, if you only have money for one thing, Ultimate Multiple, that'll get you started on the path to health. Healthmasters.com. It's in the name. Health is in the name. Healthmasters.com. Doug5 coupon code on applicable items. And I'll tell you what, it's a great product. Austin Brower, thank you so very much. I appreciate everything you do and your dad and your program. And God bless you, my friend.
Thank you, my friend.
All right. Folks, that'll do it. Have a great night. May God bless each and every one of you. And I appreciate all of you. Again, hell is about to be unleashed. A digital currency is coming without fail. Have a good night.